This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 18th. Well, we finally found a pretty big spark in the market yesterday with Chicago leading the way higher, up 12 cents. Kansas City was up 6. Minneapolis closing pretty much unchanged. It actually was down fractionally when the other markets closed, but it managed to eke out a settlement that was just fractionally higher. So the Minneapolis market managing to rally back up to those highs from late September, but struggling to do much there. And it sure looks to me like that's a market that is running into some significant selling and probably just retesting those highs. But I don't see where there's enough fundamental reason to continue to push that market higher, unless you get, you know, another big surge in the winter wheats pulling it higher. But on its own, I would say testing the highs from late September is about the best it can do fundamentally. For Chicago and Kansas City, Chicago's moving higher because world prices are moving higher. Egypt bought 405,000 tons of wheat this week, most of it from Russia again, but at prices delivered that were $9 higher than a week ago. So that translates into a good 25 cents. And that explains the pop in the market this week. I think hedge funds have been consistently short the wheat market, and they're probably moving to the sidelines. A weaker dollar obviously is helping somewhat, but that's not the major driver here. It's that world prices have ratcheted higher, and that's led by Russia. Interior prices and FOB prices have moved consistently higher in Russia over the last several weeks. Now that's normal. This time of year, we tend to get that. After the harvest, whatever's going to be sold at harvest gets dumped out of the market, hence your harvest lows. And then the market starts to rally higher as you get this a little bit of a vacuum of movement into the pipeline before the Southern Hemisphere harvest starts. And this is what drives that fall rally. It's nice to see it actually happening this year and to get a nice, you know, clearly identified upswing into this time of year. Now, that said, there are a couple other things going on in the wheat market. You know, the trade agreement, supposedly, with China, at least this phase one was what they're calling it, while it still has yet to be hammered out with the details, China does appear to be fairly serious about this. They've been telling their domestic buyers to get in line and get some purchases done. Now, obviously, the markets are going to key toward soybeans and pork, but there's also been quite a bit of chatter about buying some wheat. So clearly, they want to buy some high-grade wheat, blend it off with their own, which is what they do. They buy high-pro wheat to blend off with their generally pretty low-quality wheat. They've been talking about hard red winter wheat and white wheat. Well, you know, if it's hard red, obviously Kansas City would be the beneficiary of that, but it was not the leader, and it hasn't been over the last few sessions as this market has really started to pick up some momentum. So that tells me it's a hedge fund thing, looking at world prices moving higher and doing some short covering in the market. If that's all it is, we would expect this rally to be more short-lived than establishing an uptrend. And I think that fits with the fundamentals as well, as you got record world carryout of wheat. You've got Russia, which had a notably bigger crop of wheat than last year, and Europe with a notably bigger crop than last year, up about 15% over a year ago. And Ukraine this morning putting out some production estimates for wheat, kind of fine-tuning their estimates, but at 28.7 million tons, that's right in line with where USDA is, but it's also up 15% from a year ago. So the Black Sea, a bigger crop and a good quality crop, it's worth noting. And the Europeans, a much bigger crop than last year, competing head-to-head with key markets. So for wheat this year, there's really not much of a reason to be in a bull frame of mind. I think a sideways market is certainly warranted. A bearish market, I think we've done our work to the downside to factor in what's happened around the world. Just around the corner, you're going to see the Argentine harvest pick up some steam. And, you know, they're coming in with a pretty big crop as well. The production estimates have backed off just a bit out of Argentina because of a hot and dry spell during the filling stage, but you're still looking at big production of good quality hard red winter wheat coming out of Argentina here, probably it's starting to hit the pipeline in about a month. So we have to keep that in mind as well, that the buyers are going to wait for that. If they're really looking for hard red, they're going to wait for the Argentine crop. Unless you're China and you want to extend an olive branch and you want to show some goodwill, some good faith that you're going to be buying some wheat, then you would look for U.S. hard red winter wheat, which, by the way, is pretty competitive. With the drop in the dollar, the rally in world prices, U.S. hard red winter wheat is the cheapest that we have to offer. It's becoming pretty competitive, even into that key Egyptian market. So there's reasons to think that the KC market would sustain itself here. Now, that said, the spread with it and Chicago continues to grind its way lower at 94 cents, which just is remarkable on its own. So the traders already are looking at 90 cents under as being pretty cheap. If you get to a dollar under, I think everybody's going to stand up and take notice. I don't see this moving beyond a dollar. That's where the September went off the board. Maybe the Dease is going to come back and test that level. But at a dollar under, that's pretty remarkable. And there are a couple other things to keep in mind here concerning that spread. There's been widespread talk about a notable drop in hard red winter wheat plantings this year. Obviously, the northern plains, with two major storms already, they're pretty much done. You know, they're not going to get in the field and start planting hard red winter wheat at this point. So there's estimates you've lost at least 1 million acres just in Montana alone, and that's the primary hard red winter wheat producing region. Canada, they couldn't even get their crop off the field, much less planted. And North Dakota too, not a big winter wheat producer, but some, and it's likely, you know, they couldn't get their spring wheat off the field. Winter wheat planting is not a priority if their spring wheat is still sitting in the field. So those are some, I think, noteworthy things. We're also hearing in the southern and central plains that if they can plant corn, soybeans, or even soft red wheat, that's where they're going, because hard red just doesn't pencil at these kind of prices. So as you look into next year, and this is something we've talked at length about, that yes, the spread is the weakest part is in the front months and in the old crop, but the new crops have been drug lower as well, simply because you can't get the carry that much wider. You can only take that carry to a certain point, and those months are going to start to fall as well. So you've seen the new crops be hugely discounted as well. July 2020 is at 76 under. 2021 is at 47 under. Those are enormous opportunities just waiting. And again, you're already hearing talks about a drop in acres. You got some dryness developing in the western Kansas, but that's not a market mover at this time of year. So those are the things to keep in mind. That's, I think, a long-term trade that's worth getting established in. So you got we'll get export sales here this morning. We're looking at world prices moving higher. We've got China shopping around for some U.S. wheat. All of these are positive developments, but the seasonal tendency has us peaking in this late October time window, which clearly we're in. I would look for next week to be probably our high, probably Monday. You know, as you come in, you got a new week, you're going to have a strong finish to the week unless you completely fall apart. That's going to kick off some algorithms. It's some weekly, you know, chart watchers are going to want to do a little more short covering. I think there's a lot that would suggest that you're going to hold these gains into today and then into early next week. But I would be poised to and ready to be selling into this rally, especially if we get some follow through into next week, because I think that in the bigger picture, we're not in a bull market. And this is an opportunity for us to take advantage of a typical fall seasonal type of rally. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.